America is changing, and so is the world.
But what's happening in America isn't just the cause of global upheaval. It's also a symptom of disruption that's happening everywhere.
I'm Asma Khalid in Washington, D.C.
I'm Tristan Redman in London, and this is The Global Story.
Every weekday, we'll bring you a story from this intersection, where the world and America meet.
Listen on BBC.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good afternoon. I'm Michael Puente, and this is The Rundown. Chicago City Council plans to borrow $830 million for street and bridge repairs, lead pipe replacements, and more infrastructure projects. The council approved Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson's bond plan today by a vote of 26 to 23. Critics of the plan took issue of the payment schedule that includes nearly 20 years of interest-only payments. The city's chief financial officer says that structure was necessary to give the city time to pay down existing debt while still responding to needed repairs. And the mayor's office says the head of the Chicago Park District is stepping down. Rosa Escariño is the latest member of Mayor Brandon Johnson's cabinet to depart after he vowed to get rid of people who were from prior administrations. In a statement, Johnson praised Escariño's work modernizing the city's parks. She came out of retirement to lead the Park District after a WBEZ investigation into widespread sexual misconduct involving lifeguards at city's beaches and pools. And Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker is demanding that the federal government release nearly $2 billion that he says is being withheld. My colleague Alex Degman reports that Pritzker and the state's entire Democratic congressional delegation penned a letter claiming that 14 state agencies, including DCFS and IDOT, are missing $1.8 billion. They asked the Trump administration to explain when the state can expect payment and how they can assure this doesn't happen again, among other demands. In the meantime, Pritzker says the state's trying to figure out how else it can get this money.
In every circumstance, looking at what is our redress? Can we go to court? If not, are we, you know, is there some other way that we can get that funding source turned back on?
Some of the missing money has been awarded, but still needs to be obligated. The rest of it has been obligated, but the agencies can't access it. Pritzker says federal agencies aren't responsive. The Walgreens in Chicago's Bronzeville neighborhood will shut its doors today. Bronzeville residents will now have to travel more than 2 miles to reach the nearest convenience store offering pharmacy services. Walgreens is closing a total of 5 stores in Chicago. All stores are located on the south and west sides of the city. The company plans to close 1,200 stores across the country over the next 3 years. The NFL Combine is underway, and the Chicago Bears' new head coach is searching for talent. Speaking to the media yesterday, Ben Johnson said the coaching team is looking for playmakers on both sides of the line.
We feel really good about free agency in the draft and how the supply matches up with our demand. But now we can verify the personality, the football intelligence. It's just the next step in the process right now, and we're just cooking on along.
The next chance to pick up players is during the free agency period, which starts in about 2 weeks. Looking ahead to the NFL draft, the Bears have the 10th, 39th, and 41st picks. The draft is on April 24th. The franchise is hoping some good picks by Johnson can turn things around after the team finished last in the NFC North last season with a 5-12 record. In today's forecast, mostly cloudy with a high in the upper 40s. Tonight, a slight chance for rain with a low in the 30s. And tomorrow, partly sunny with a high in the mid 40s. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Michael Puente. Thanks for listening.